Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay! Hey!
We got all the celebrity news you can use, so let's get right to it. Now let's check in with our Southern Hospitality, the Atlanta crew. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta? What's going on, y'all?
Hey, guys.
Now you're noticing Brat is out today, filling in for Brat, the lovely and talented
Eva.
From Real Housewives of Atlanta, my girlfriend, Eva Marcio.
Hey!
How you doing, gorgeous? Good to see you. Now, coming up in the show, Cardi B has some words for Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Justin Bieber is walking down the aisle again, and Ariana Grande has another engagement ring, and we'll explain.
Oh, God.
But, Heidi, what do you got?
Well, today is a very special day around here. We are celebrating a legend's birthday. Yes, Miss Betty White.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kid Rock.
Friend Betty of our Betty. Show here in Los Angeles. She was here on our show when she was 93 years old. She is 97 years old today.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
this woman, I mean, she is everything you want her to be, because when she came on our show and we met her, I was like, gosh, I hope she's like really cool. And she is. She's quick. She's cool. She's a little bit dirty. She's just absolute perfection. She's everything you would want her
and
to be.
And she told Carol Channing she would win.
And she did. You know, she's had a career for decades. I think she's actually might even be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest television career of an actress, over 70 years.
My God.
Wow.
Betty White was once asked, what is the secret to her longevity? And you're going to love this. She said, vodka and hot dogs, probably in that order.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
She was asked if she had any regrets, and she said, quote, I have no regrets at all, none. I consider myself to be the luckiest old broad on aww. 2 feet. We salute you, Betty White. I hope you all that.
I love her.
I swear, like, every year on her birthday, when I see her name trending on Twitter, my heart just sinks.
I know.
Because I always expect the worst. Yeah. And then I get happy. It's like, yeah. It's like
it's
we get a gift.
Birthday.
We get a gift, too. Like, you get to live longer, and we get to enjoy your work.
Exactly. Yeah. I just still love her from Golden Girls. I mean, like, if there is a show I can sit and watch a marathon of, it is Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
And she's so ditzy. Like, I love it.
She reminds me of you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, come on.
It's funny. Portia is Betty White from Golden Girls, and I'm, you know.
Are you Blanche?
You're Blanche.
Wait, yeah,
Dorothy.
You can be Blanche.
You're Blanche.
I'm B. Arthur.
Oh, yeah, B. Arthur.
Of this show, yeah.
I am Sophia Petrillo, honey.
Is that the old lady?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Shady. Sophia will gather you up so fast.
Yeah.
You'll be like, yes.
And Gary's the one that was a slut.
Well, Ariana Grande is trying to move on after her public breakup with comedian Pete Davidson. Now, after the success of her last single, Thank You Next, a ode to her exes. Now, Ariana's next single is called Seven Rings, which is a female empowerment anthem that talks about going on a shopping spree pros breakup, you know?
Okay.
A lot of women can relate to that.
Yep.
Now, the lyrics of the song goes like this. They say, money doesn't solve your problems. Whoever said that must not have enough money to solve them.
Oh! That sounds like a Nicki Minaj rap lyric. You sure Nicki didn't give her that one?
But yo, to celebrate the new single, Ariana took seven of her girlfriends out and bought them all engagement rings.
What?
Nice!
What carat diamond?
Who asked
it's not like
questions?
Your engagement ring, Portia.
I'm just wanting to know.
Exactly.
You thought that counts.
How much does Ariana love mean.
Nah, that's right, honey. And the cutting clarity.
Hopefully all of her friends were single, because if she has, like, a best friend that's married or engaged and her ring was bigger than the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't wear that.
That could cause a problem.
You came for her fiancé.
People going to be looking at y'all rich chicks. Like, what y'all getting us?
I'm calling Nicki Minaj. I'm going to say, don't you want to do 7 rings?
Right. I'm going to be like, it's a thought that counts.
Well, Frank, if you had to marry anybody on Dish Nation, honey, who would it be?
Me. He already told you that.
Oh, you?
Long time ago.
Oh.
I'd marry Portia in a heartbeat.
I had to speak up before he said Eva.
Okay. And Eva be my mistress.
Oh. You probably traded me in, huh, Frank?
I'm not mistress material.
She's wifey material.
All right, I'll become a Mormon and become a bigamist. I'll be all big love with these girls.
Sister wives.
Sister wives.
Sister wives.
Sister wives.
Sister wives.
Tia and Tamara.
All right, guys. Well, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are getting hitched again.
Why?
So excited, right? Yeah. Well, the lovebirds have decided to tie the knot in front of all their friends and family in sunny California.
Oh. That's right. The first time they tied the knot, it was more like a secret, like, courthouse thing.
Oh, legal.
Exactly. Sources are saying that the wedding will be held the weekend of March 1st. Oh, wait. I won't be able to be there. Damn. I'm having the baby. Which is also Justin's 25th birthday weekend. This is a pretty big deal.
No.
What?
The day we get married is a special day. I'm not combining it with your weekend, your birthday, and the Valentine's.
So they're doing it for friends and family, but are any celebrities on the guest list? I mean, I'm sure it'll be, you know.
Oh, for sure. You already know. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have already received their save the dates. Matter of fact, speaking of celebrities, Heidi and Frank, did y'all get y'all save the date?
Not yet, but probably today.
We're not. Here's the thing. Daniel Baldwin, he's been on the show, and when he was on the show, this is Haley's uncle, Daniel, one of the Baldwin brothers. Mm-hmm. He was flirting with Heidi big time. So I'm thinking, just for this one moment, the first of March weekend, let's call him up. You start flirting with him. You'll be his plus one.
He proposed.
And you'll get to go. Are you trying to use Heidi now? Now you want to use her attractiveness?
We've done that for 20 years.
Usually, you say you don't call Heidi unless you're moving furniture. Now you want to use her beauty. That's a damn shame.
If I need to move a couch or I need to get into a Baldwin wedding, then that's gonna happen.
I feel like I have a 6th degree connection to him. I should get a damn invite.
What's your 6th degree?
Well, my jeweler in New York knows him and sold him something.
Not knows him.
And that's a connection.
That's 1 degree, yeah.
That's one degree.
They also sold jewelry to Kevin Bacon. All right, moving on. Cardi B is ranting again on Instagram, and this time it's not some rap beef or about her relationship with Offset. This time she's ranting about President Trump. She has some choice words for him about the government shutdown, so take a look.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay, it's been a little bit over 3 weeks. Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, bitch, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you bitches could go check your in the gynecologist with no problem. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a wall. This is crazy. And I really feel bad for these people that got to go to work to not get paid.
Now, that's a rant that I think he will need to respond to.
Yeah, this video has gotten a lot of attention, and not just from fans, but also politicians. U.S. Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii, he tweeted, trying to decide whether or not to retweet the Cardi B video. And then U.S. Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut responded by saying, OMG, I had the same argument with myself 30 minutes ago. And then Schatz tweeted back to Murray and said, okay, you do it and say retweets are not endorsements, especially language. And I'll retweet, and Chris politely replied with a DHYB, which is don't hold your breath.
All should damn retweet it. I think so, because guess what? Some of these young people, they do not watch CNN. They do not watch any of these things. They don't know what's going on. And if she's saying it in her little accent, talking about, I don't know what the hell going on, and giving them the facts at the same time.
Yeah, we need to move over Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Right. We got to have Cardi B out there going,
we try to get y'all is healthy and educated.
I don't know how to do that because it's not what I do.
I'm so upset about this, y'all. Someone that came from my cousin, bitch, the Duchess of Sussex, and I'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep, call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, here, Crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
It's time for my royal report.
Okay.
Yes, honey. Well, it seems that Meghan Markle is really a lady with style, grace, and patience.
Yes.
Now, the Duchess of Sussex was meeting with staff, volunteers, and beneficiaries at her patronage, the animal charity Merham, when a woman said to her, take a look.
Very nice to meet you. You too, lovely lady.
Jane.
And it will not always bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Holly,
and
you're a fat lady.
I'll take it. I'm
sure. It's always those commoners.
You can't call a pregnant woman fat.
No.
I mean, not unless, okay, the only time you're a family member and you like making fun of the pregnant person. But besides that, you... The person is pregnant. There's a whole baby in there.
And, you know, postpartum is real. Depression while pregnancy is real. And if when you get pregnant, you change your size, your weight. You can gain anywhere between 20 to 100 pounds. Mm. And while you already feel awkward, you have, like, this thing inside of you moving. I do not need the reminder that I look like a beached whale.
But no. I think historically, though, black women over the age of 55 have never had any problem letting people know that they're getting fat. Whether they know you, whether there's somebody off the street, they will let you know. It's the grandparent
thing.
It's
like their duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the way they do it is usually kind of subtle, like, oh, I like you with a little bit more weight on you.
You're getting
like,
thick.
Oh, you ain't missing no meals, are you?
Right. You've been cooking.
You can tell how fast she kept it moving.
Mm-hmm. Her Compton side understood, but the Sussex side, not so much.
Right, exactly.
Well, Chris Hansen may be on a show called Catch a Predator, but after this, they might need to switch that up to Catch a Predator Catcher. The Catch a Predator host was arrested for issuing bad checks and failing to pay $13,000 in marketing materials to a vendor in Stamford, Connecticut. Now, according to reports, after Hansen wrote one bad check, he asked the owner if he could pay in installments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the owner rejected that offer, so Hansen sent another bad check and then promised the owner he'd pay the bill after he sold his boat to get cash, but apparently he never made good on that promise, and that led to his arrest and this awesome mugshot we have right here.
Oh, God.
Chris Hansen ain't got the money.
Not that he did.
I thought it was rich.
Yeah, because they've been doing that show for a while.
But, baby, it does not go like that. Just because you see someone on television does not mean they are not, you know, in financial ruins or have financial issues.
And it's an unscripted show, so there's, like, no residuals. There's no writers. The reruns just come on.
Yeah, but he's a European descent. I didn't know they write bad checks.
Why do I feel like this is payback? I feel like whoever the store owner is probably is a damn predator himself. And he like, I'm going to get your ass back. No, we're not working on no payment plan.
But how crazy would it be if Chris Hansen ended up in jail with some of the people he got put away?
But see, well, in jail is the only place where the kind of people he puts away, they don't like them. Like, they usually have to be somewhere in solitary because
that's true.
They don't like men or women that mess with kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that they don't like. So I think he'd actually be okay in jail. They'll think he's a hero.
And what is he trying to promote? Buying all these mugs, 355 mugs.
Well, he obviously could pay it, though. He owed them $13,000, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just saw that his bail was $12,998.
But that's just $1,200
to get out. It's only $1,200.
You only pay
$1,200.
Okay, well, he can get out.
Yeah, people who've been locked up know that. We like, oh, that's your 10%.
I was on my bucket list.
All right, y'all, after the the break, Goldie Hawn is no regular mom. Find out just how involved she was with her daughter, Kate Hudson's latest pregnancy. Coming up after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Now, mom and daughter duo Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson are back at it again on the Ellen DeGeneres Show today, and it gets really interesting. And Portia, for what you're about to go through, you're going to love this.
Ooh.
In October, Kate gave birth to her third child, baby girl Ronnie Rose, and let's just say Goldie was ready to dive in the delivery room. Take a look.
The doctor was amazing.
Yeah.
But mom, once again, man, she was right in there. It was like, I remember the doctor goes, Goldie, you get a little closer, you might fall in.
He was sort of like this, leaning down, doing the thing on the baby. And I'm trying to get in on him to try to look over his shoulder. And now I see the head and I'm going, oh, there's the head. And then it went back. And he said, Goldie, if you get any closer, you're gonna fall in.
I feel like Goldie Hawn is every character she ever played, yeah. And that's totally what Goldie Hawn would do in a situation like that.
She's going to get up in there, and they have a really close relationship. So, you know, if the husband's good with the mom being in the room, she's going to be right there, front and center.
Now, with your due date impending, are you going to let Miss Diane get all up in the mix?
Well, I can't because I'm doing a C-section. Oh. So, yeah. So the only one who can be in the room is my fiancé.
Now, Eva, when you had your children, was anybody else in the room?
My mom was absolutely Goldie. So for my first child, my mom missed the birth. So the second child, my mom was like, I am not missing this
right.
at all. But I had a few complications. Mm-hmm. So after the baby came out, everybody rushed to the table where the baby was, and I was sitting on the bed.
Wide open.
They abandoned you? It's like a car on the side of the road with the hood open.
They do forget
wide open.
About the mommy.
Like, close the door.
Yeah.
I thought I was about that life with my first kid, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know, Steven Spielberg in there. I had the camcorder and the whole nine. What you see can't be unsung. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. See, and I tried it again with another child, and that time it was a C-section, so I felt like, oh, this would be way easier to watch than it come out of the box. No, it wasn't.
It's your inside.
Her entire soul was sitting inside of the operating table. And I'm like, yo, Jesus. How are you alive?
Oh, my God. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
It sure is. And today's deal, the Bella Pierre Flawless Complexion Cream Kit contains everything necessary for applying and setting medium to full coverage makeup. You'll be able to achieve an even radiant complexion in seconds with the innovative cream formulas for foundation and concealer in a form of a convenient stick.
Oh, Push, is it available in all complexions?
Yes, Gary, it's available in fair, medium, dark, and deep. And I can't forget to mention the comfortable matte finish and oil-controlling powder.
This kit has a lot to offer.
It comes with a full coverage foundation stick and a mineral concealer stick, a mini Bella blender, and a good banana setting powder. We all love that.
Whoa.
We
do. ¿Cuánto cuesta?
It usually goes for $75, ooh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
Whoa!
Yes. That's right. Just go over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, would you call the cops on your dad? Well, honey, a girl just did, honey, and we're going to tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now,
hey. Welcome back.
This story falls in the case files of where they do that at.
Right.
All right? So the Ohio Police Department received a call about a theft at a home. So they rush over and find a 16-year-old who says that her cell phone was stolen.
Okay.
By guess who?
Who? Jesus.
No, her father.
Oh.
What? So,
but it wasn't stolen. It
of
was taken
not.
From the teen as punishment from her father. So the police then explains to the teen that they'll have to wait for her dad to return the cell phone, you know, whenever he feels like
it. Where they stay at?
This happened in Ohio.
Okay, because this couldn't have been in Decatur.
Okay.
This would have been a missing children's case or a murder case.
It would have got upgraded.
Yes, honey. No, you do not call the po-po's on your parents.
Well, especially when you... my brother did it.
And what
he
happened?
Did.
My brother called the police because my dad was going to whip him.
Uh-huh.
The police came and they told my daddy, you know what? You can go ahead and whip him. Now my dad said, nope, I'm going to treat him like an adult. He's going to be a man. I'm going to treat him like a man. So my dad just stripped his room, took his computer out and all his stuff out. And
oh, really?
He had to live like that.
What? How old was this? Y'all had computers and stuff?
Mitchell was...
no, he lying.
He was learning DOS.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking they would have took your little shake board. I remember when I was in elementary school, that's when they came out with the law that capital punishment or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't kill your kid.
Yo.
Capital punishment.
Marvin Gaye's dad went straight to jail for capital punishment. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.